With both of us?
I haven't been here in 2 weeks.
And then before that, you weren't here for like 3 weeks.
That was at the beginning of the year, Martin.
No, it wasn't.
It was. We had a stretch where we were coming here week after week, pulling off some bad shows, some good shows. We've missed a lot of shows.
The
show
semester.
2 weeks ago was very good, because the one 3 weeks ago was not so good, because we were bickering the whole time.
Yeah, that was the one where they were like, Martin and Evan are just fighting.
They're just fighting. The second one was the one 2 weeks ago was way better. Last week it was just Martin, apparently. I didn't know that you would come in.
It was just Martin, because I was like,
was it just Shawadi Wadi?
I played two Shawadi Wadi songs, and then I was like, can't just play
I hate
Shawadi
Wadi.
So I played like a mix of Christmas, and like I played, I think, the 4 or 5 Killers songs.
Which ones?
Like the big ones, like Smell Like You Mean It, For Reasons Unknown, mm-hmm. Change My Mind.
Mm-hmm. Those aren't like the biggest ones. Those are like great songs, but they're not like Mr. Brightside or Somebody Told Me.
Jenny Was a Friend of Mine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All those songs on the first album are great. Martin has had a very big event. He got his first kiss.
Taken out of context.
It's not taken out of context.
It was a joking peck.
Did she, this woman who kissed you, did she say, like, was she, what was, give us the story. What was the lead up to the kiss? What was, established the story?
Well, we were both not in entirely sober minds.
Yeah, but, you know, who is?
And it, as a joke, we were trying to get a friend to come to my room, and he was like, only if, and another friend said something jokingly, and then it was a quick peck, as a joke to get the friend to come to the room.
On the lips, I hope.
Yes. No, it wasn't like a French kiss.
Well, no, it's not going to be like a movie-style, The Notebook-esque kiss for your first one. It's usually just like a...
Well, it was literally just a joke. It wasn't like... I wouldn't even count it as an actual first kiss. It was like a joking.
Did she laugh as it was happening?
I'll be honest, I don't remember the night very well.
Well, she wasn't laughing, then it wasn't a joke.
My memory is bad.
I know it is.
My memory is
regardless.
Horrific.
Martin's a
man. Also, you are listening to WJOH 104.9 FM, the radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Evan, and that's Martin the man over there across the table.
I just breathed in.
Was that in your ribs?
Yeah, I am finally healthy.
Martin's healthy, and everyone else around him is dying.
Everyone else around me is dying. I'm healthy. Yeah. However, like 3 weeks ago, I was in a coughing fit, and I got a severe pain. Like, probably, like, if it had stayed, I would have ended up going to, like...
Like, on the pain-o-meter of
the urgent care or something.
What would you put?
It was, like, a solid 8.
That's pretty serious.
And it was just a searing pain, like, in... It felt like something that had slipped through my ribs.
Oh, man.
And then it subsided. I was like, thank God. but, like, now, whenever I, like, breathe deeply or, like... move or do anything,
you feel something.
Yeah, I think I like,
should,
can
burst,
you like
a rib or something? I don't know.
Not burst a rib, either pulled a muscle from coughing or like bruised. I think my friend said he once like bruised his diaphragm,
mm-hmm.
and that can like
Lisa,
just be pain, yeah. Every for everything you
well,
do.
Next time you go to the doctor, maybe be like, you know,
when I go home, if it doesn't improve, I'll just go to the doctor.
Well, I'm staring at a completely different Martin across the table. Then,
well, we haven't seen each other.
Yeah, Martin showed this up. So usually Martin and I meet outside the building that we do this show in. It's like 6:45, and we get a knock on the door. I assume it's like Avery or Sophie or Sam, one of them. And there he is, Martin. His hair is looking good. He's got his Patagonia jacket on. He's got his Columbia big jacket on. And I give him this look. I'm like, of shock. I'm like, there he is. I haven't seen Martin in...
Opera was terrific tonight. But, like, no one was there because of the food trucks.
Yeah.
So, they had this, honestly, like...
great meal.
It was probably the best meal I've had on this campus in
Jesus
my three
Christ.
Years.
How about that, man?
And no one was there.
Should have gone. Jake and I got...
You still can, actually.
I still could,
an hour after the show.
Jake and I got...
It's been a bad eating day for me. Jake and I got I got Five Guys after we went to the doctor today.
What did you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, never mind.
Then I had one of his leftover Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So I've eaten poorly today.
The amount of money Jake has probably spent on food.
Him and I.
He doesn't eat meals here at the college.
Jake and I have fundamental differences on how we spend our money. And it has come to a head. A joking head, I should say.
I like only DoorDash once, maybe a month.
He's such a bad influence.
Or
like,
if I'm having a really bad day.
He DoorDashes like at least twice a day.
Yeah.
And when you're just sitting there with him, he's like, Evan, do you want this or do you want that? I'm like, it's tough. Like, and like I say no so much. And it's like, he's like, you're so boring.
I walk in and I look left. I'm like, oh, you guys bought a fridge and a microwave. And first off, they have a college provided fridge. So now they have two fridges.
And we've survived all semester with one fridge.
It's like a nice microwave and fridge. It's not like a thrift shop.
They dragged me out there and they didn't tell me about the fridge. And then the guy comes out to wheel it out to us and there's a gigantic fridge right there. And I'm like, you lied to me. Like, he manipulated me.
And I saw it and I was like, well, Jake bought that.
Yeah, he did. It was like, we had a conversation about it. And for some reason, like, he must have just caught me in like a out of it mood, because normally I would like fight against buying the fridge.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't care.
It's just, yeah. Was it like recent?
Yeah, it was like a week or two ago.
Yeah. The past 3 weeks have just been like, if it's not related to school, it's like not important.
Kind of a blur. When do you go? When are you going home?
Right. I leave Saturday.
You have Saturday. You have a flight?
My sister picks me up Saturday, and then I'm staying with her for the night, and I fly from Philly to Boston at 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh.
And then I have an orthodontist appointment Monday at 9 a.m. And then I fly from Boston to Heathrow at like 6 p.m. Monday.
That'll be overnight, I would imagine.
It should be overnight.
Yeah.
And then the 5 hours ahead, I think I get there at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, you'll probably get there around like morning, mid-morning.
Which, I'm usually fine with jet lag, but on their time, I have to go to bed earlier than I feel it should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just once you get on the plane and you're in the air, just pass out.
I mean,
if you can, obviously, but
hopefully, if I do fall asleep, I should be able to skip the...
Because how long's that flight? Like 7-8 hours?
It's like 6.
Yeah, so you sleep for like 4 or 5 hours, then, you know, you'll be a little bit tired, but you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll wake up, it'll be like morning, so...
Yeah, what's annoying is because of the new COVID rising cases, before I didn't have to get tested to fly to the UK because I'm fully vaccinated, but now I do.
Yeah.
And so I have to book a COVID test maybe for like Saturday evening, and that will last. If not, I'm gonna have to like get one at Heathrow or something. Not Heathrow, at Logan.
It's a big nuisance, isn't it?
It is a nuisance.
It's a terrible nuisance.
Speaking of COVID, actually, I got my we both got the J&J shot.
Yeah, we have to get
I got a booster for it.
Oh, you got your booster?
Yeah. Where'd
you get your booster?
There's a Rite Aid, and CVS doesn't give J&J boosters.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They just flat out.
No one does the J&J because it's the worst one.
Rite Aid gives the booster for J&J and there's a Rite Aid in Easton.
When'd you get it?
I got it. What day is it? What day is it? It's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
I got it Sunday.
How'd you feel after it?
I was fine. Because when we got the shot, we also got COVID the day you got the shot.
Yes.
But like,
you didn't
I got
get COVID.
Chilled.
You were sick.
I was dying from it.
I was convinced you had it because you were in the house with all the people, and you were like, "I feel terrible."
Even before that,
yeah, I was convinced you had it.
The evening after the shot,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that night,
I was like lying in my bed, like shivering.
No, that night was a fever dream.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
me, you, Sam. I don't think Tim already had it.
Tim had already gotten it. Yeah. It was the three of us, and
the three of us. But, like, I was actually talking, I saw Sam the day I was supposed to get my booster shot, and so I was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, that night, I was like lying on the tiles on the floor because I felt like I was dying.
Yeah, no,
like all three of us. And then the next day you were like, I have COVID.
It was awful. Like, I've got maybe like a collective 45 minutes of sleep, and then I get a call at 7:30 in the morning, and they're like, hey, you've got COVID.
What's amazing is me, you, Tim, and Sam had been playing cards the night before, yeah. And none of us got COVID.
No one. I went home, and my mom was around, and like she wasn't even like wearing a mask. She was near me. She didn't get sick either. She's got sick now, though. And that's really going to throw
she's
off.
She's vaccinated,
like,
though, right?
Yeah, she's vaccinated. My granddad's vaccinated, but they're both...
The Omicron,
my cousin got it, too. It was a whole thing. So
the U.S. definitely has the Omicron variant, and it is... I know Cornell University sent kids home early and made finals online because I think they're like 97% vaccinated, and they're having a huge outbreak of it.
Mm-hmm.
It really... It's a like... You can get it even if you're vaccinated, but like you won't get super sick. It'll be like a mild.
No, it'll just be like you'll feel crappy for a few days.
It's either gonna be mild or you'll be asymptomatic. But like, also, you know how the U.S. was doing great with vaccinations? Only 60% of the population is vaccinated, and it's not increasing.
That doesn't totally surprise me. I don't know. I think there's specific subpopulations within the U.S. that are, you know, relatively anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's the winter time is like, that's when, and like I read an article.
This winter spikes.
Like, I read an article in the summer where it's like prepare for another outbreak when it gets cold, because that's just when it's gonna spread like wildfire.
And everyone goes home and then comes back.
Yeah. It's there's when we come back from break, there'll definitely be a few cases, no doubt.
There'll be an outbreak probably. Yeah.
Hopefully it's small, but we're going to see. Let's get into two songs. This is our last show of the semester.
It is. We're going to have the show next semester.
Yeah. Do we have to redo our whole thing? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to fill out the form this time.
Okay.
And we're going to get a better time. Because I don't know how we landed this stupid time. But that was the case. We're going to play the first song. This is very much not usually what I play, but it's really great. It's called You're the First, the Last, My Everything by Barry White. You know Barry White? He does...
Sounds like a drug dealer.
It's a little bit of a...
Isn't the guy in Breaking Bad... named?
That's Walter White.
Okay, so it's his cousin.
Well, no, because so that's the first song.
Is that
song.
Barry White?
That's Barry White. All four of those are Barry White. Can't Get Enough. You know the song where it's like, can't get enough of your love, baby? You know that one? You can't understand what he's saying.
Sure.
That's Barry White.
Oh, okay.
This is another good one of his. And then the second one is another really good song by a band I've been listening to a lot called Cheap Trick. And it's called Voices. And we'll play these two, and then we'll get back to some riveting and highly politically charged dialogue.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. My first, my last, my everything, and the answer to all my dreams.
We're back.
We are back
for the last time.
Nope.
We have 34 minutes left.
Yeah, we have 34 minutes, and then also 3 semesters worth of shows left.
Yeah, technically, theoretically, allegedly.
No, we do. Let's also hope. Apple, I griped with you at the moment. My phone was on 50% 7 minutes ago. It is now on 24%.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's what
they do. I was looking for songs to play, and literally, between each drop.
Yeah. No, I've been through the same thing, man. Once your phone gets old enough, they literally just break it down until they force you to get a new one.
It's so
does your charger still work, or does it, like, do you have to fiddle with it to...
No, the charger works.
Charger works?
Slowly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, I do believe that they've got, like, a hand, active hand in that.
They got, I think, sued, and they, like, lost the lawsuit, and so now they have to not, like, build their phones to break after a certain amount of years. Yeah. However, I think this one was built before that.
They're still going to do whatever they want. They've got the money and the influence to do literally whatever they want.
And if you, like, even if you try and take them to court, like, it's a long, expensive battle, and if you lose, all that money is gone.
You can't go to, no commoner can go to court with Apple, because they've probably got, like, the most, I don't know, ridiculous lawyers on retainer, and they've got literal buckets load of cash.
It's so stupid.
It is. And yet, here we are, owning all their products. It's a shame. You think Wham would have disapproved of Apple?
Wham definitely would have disapproved. And they probably do, because I don't think they're both dead. I think one of them might be dead.
Well, Wham's not... Well, what's the main dude's name? Why do I forget his name? The blonde one. In Wham.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't.
What's his
George
name?
Michael.
George Michael. Yeah, that's who it is. George Michael and the other one.
The other one.
The other one. The less...
George
the
Michael...
one.
Is still alive?
I would think. Wham was what, 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably still alive.
He had a successful solo. Oh, last night, after studying, me and my friends were looking at top singers' net worth.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, $1.2 billion.
Hey, he's a Beatle.
Ringo Starr is the world's wealthiest drummer.
He's
and
a Beatle.
His was, I think... that's why I said yeah. I think his was like 500 million.
Well, yeah, because and Paul's also released like a bajillion solo
albums.
He's
done really well as a solo artist as well.
Well, here's the thing. I have my gripes with Paul.
They're the only two left, right?
Paul and Ringo are alive.
One was killed.
John was assassinated. George died of cancer, but he had a... There was a failed assassination attempt. Someone broke into his house, stabbed him in the lung. He survived.
That's actually a cool thing to survive.
Yeah. He was with his wife, and like someone broke in.
Why is everyone trying to kill the Beatles? Or successfully killing the Beatles?
Because people took Beatles songs and like spun these crazy conspiracies about them and were convinced. Like there's a song called Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
It's like the Beatles' heaviest song.
Conspiracy.
And Charles Manson thought that Helter Skelter was going to start, it was urging the population to start a race war. So he took that song as his whole thing. But George had to fight the dude who broke in and he got stabbed in the throat or something like that, and he survived, but then he died of cancer. Yeah. Paul's solo stuff, Paul's got like 10 good solo songs, and he's also released like 30 albums, which just like is like, come on, man. Like, that's so much. Paul's best stuff was in the Beatles. But that dude probably has more money than anyone. Not anyone, but he's got a peck of a lot of money. He's a Beatle. For the best. Have you heard about this new Beatles documentary, Get Back?
Nope.
Well, it's awesome. It's on Disney Plus. If you have Disney Plus, you should totally watch it. I watched it. It's like 8 hours. It's in three parts.
It's 8 hours?
Yeah, it's like
I'm not watching 8 hours of Beatles.
Well, you should.
Oh, actually, I have heard of it, though.
I'm surprised you haven't.
Yeah, it's been on the news.
Yeah, it's on the news. It's all over, like, social media.
Mm.
Is Candy by Robbie Williams, is that a Christmas song?
No, and it's also not at all old.
Really?
It's like a... Kind of a party song, actually.
Candy.
Nope.
Do you want to sing it for us instead of playing it?
No, I don't. Although, I'm not going to sing Last Christmas now, but I'll sing along with it.
When we're off air.
Yeah, Last Christmas is just a great song.
Maybe I'll just pretend like we're off air, but I'll keep your mic on and I'll get you.
You've done that accidentally.
I did that accidentally 2 weeks ago.
You've done that a lot accidentally.
Well, Martin, if you want to step in on the and take the board, you can. I do it week after week. I'm prone to mistakes.
I've done it a lot this semester because you haven't been at shows.
The one last week was my bad. I forgot to tell you. All the ones beforehand, I had things that I had to be at, which you should understand.
I gave you a very hard time. I understand. It was just annoying that it like always seemed to happen.
Well, it was a daily process. So, regardless, we've got a Christmas song. We've got
Last Christmas by Wham and Candy by Robbie Williams.
Martin's moody.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
How does it feel to be back, Martin?
Oh.
Oh. I think the show's going pretty well so far.
It's a good show.
Yeah, pretty good show. All things considered.
Screw the Lafayette administration, because they are so stupid.
Are we allowed to blatantly call out Lafayette on the air? Because I would willingly.
I think we're allowed to.
It's not like any of the administration would be listening to this right now. No. Nor anybody, for that matter.
I mean, if the whoever cares about the health and safety of students is listening, sue Lafayette.
And whoever thought it was a good idea to spend $10 million on a lacrosse facility for a lacrosse team that hasn't won a game in 4 years, I give you a very sarcastic, good job, great decision.
Can you put that $10 million to, like, fixing the black mold?
The black mold that's in, like, multiple dorms and, like, getting people extremely sick.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really good. I think the privileging of Lafayette sports teams who are really just bad needs to stop.
The football team is trash.
You guys brag about how you just hit $1 billion for your endowment and you won't touch it for anything.
Yeah.
And you feign this.
Stop expanding if you want more students to come here, fix what is here.
Yeah.
You just keep on adding dorms, and it's like, well, this is great.
It's not going to solve the problem. Yeah. And you feign like you need our money so badly, and you've got this pile of cash just sitting in like a vault somewhere.
Why is tuition increasing? I don't understand.
It increases every single year.
$68,000 for literally being poisoned by the residence dorms, because there's black mold everywhere, and they've been tested, and they're like, oh, we're fixing it. They sent an email and they were like, we have people inspect weekly. And I was like, I've never seen
like they are more concerned that about their lacrosse team losing by less goals than they are about the wider student body getting infected by black mold.
It is so stupid.
Like, that's just to get an idea of where our school's priorities lie.
Also, our health center really needs more like funding.
Yes.
One doctor. And it took me four. I've been sick the entire semester.
Martin's been
up
sick
until
for several months
like,
now.
Like last week. Because I would go to the Baileys and they'd be like, okay, here's antibiotics. And they just wouldn't work.
Because 2 weeks ago you said you were on your third round of antibiotics.
That one finally worked.
Yeah. Was it the Z-Pak?
No, it was. I don't remember what it was called. But I literally had to ask to see the actual doctor. And he was great. And, like, he, like, called, like, the next day to make sure I was, like, feeling better.
Yeah.
And, like, that was great. But they just...
Literally should have happened, like, months ago.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, Bailey Health Center. They just...
But that's the thing. It's not Bailey's fault that they're understaffed and underfunded. It's the school's fault. It's the administration. It's very, very crooked. This is what it is with...
Also, like, the Ecopian, you know how, like, they're, like, oh... Engineering is great. Look at our new center.
Yeah.
I've been studying with some engineers on the on one of the floors. Just nothing works.
Yeah.
There's just like nothing there.
Things are literally falling apart.
Simon Economic Center is falling off a hill.
Have you seen the extent of which they're tearing down that block?
It's
down the entire block. It's up to Watson Courts.
Everyone who lives, like the Eastern people who live on College Hill, hate Lafayette because they're trying to be bought out. You kicked out Campus Pizza, which was like...
They're going to kick out Mojo too, probably. That's probably in their plans. Which is like the most beloved coffee place on campus.
Campus Pizza and Mojo's are the two most... Oh, and Cosmic Cup, but Cosmic Cup kind of closed because...
Cosmic closed last year, which was a shame. I went there freshman year and it was great. And it was a busy place. Campus was a student favorite for years and years and years. It was around when my mom went to school here. She used, like, they made it into a nightclub on the weekends and they'd go there and party. Like, they'd get like $2 pitchers.
Yeah,
it was like a value. It was a memorable part of many people's Lafayette experience, and it's gone.
Yeah,
just like that. Just so they can make a it's a parking lot.
That's what they're making.
It's gonna be a parking lot.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Parking is an issue, but That's not the solution.
There are some seniors that I know that are being denied parking for the spring semester.
That's stupid.
Who have cars on campus now, and they're not allowed to have them next semester.
That is the... Fix the local parking deck, because that's... Mm-hmm. The reason they need to fix that is because apparently it's like a structural...
It hasn't passed inspection, apparently. That's what it is. Like, it could fall apart at any moment.
I don't understand.
But don't worry, we're getting our lacrosse team is going to be fantastic.
When we say they haven't won in 4 years,
It's been 2017 was when they won their last game.
There's a Wikipedia page for the men's... I don't know how the women's does, but the men's lacrosse team, like, winning, they've won, I think, out of, like, the 1,000 games over the course of, like, the 20 years they've been a program, they've won, like, 200, and they've lost, like, 700. They haven't won in, like, two coaches.
This is what it is at a elite liberal arts college. You've got the elite sports getting all the funding.
They're not elite.
They're elite. Well, yeah, skill wise, they are far, far less than that.
So
they suck. But don't worry, they're going to be good because now we're getting the facility and everything will be solved. The students are going to die of black mold exposure.
Is like soccer, right? Is good.
Soccer's good. Our boys' soccer team is good.
Yeah,
they're pretty decent. They were good last year, at least. I don't know how they did this year, but they've got like a bad reputation around campus. They're not good. They're not like good people.
Oh no,
the soccer team.
Of course, they're not good people.
No.
All right.
Let's play these two more songs. We've got a really great. We've got a rocker in Threes and Sevens by Queens of the Stone Age, a fantastic song, and then we're going to take a sharp left turn and go to it's a very dreamlike song called Forever and Ever by Demi Rousseau. How would you pronounce that with your epic French accent?
Rousseau.
Rousseau. So we got these two, and by that time we'll start to wrap up and we'll go from there. And we're back this time for the last time.
Yeah.
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 Well, until next semester.
Until next semester. Well, ideally, we're going to have a better time. I'm going to make sure we have a better time than the one we have. Like, better in like time slot. Not like
oh, so
better.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, we'll be like, not rising seniors.
Yeah, but
second semester juniors.
Yeah, but we were incoming freshmen and we got the time that we wanted.
Yeah.
So look forward to that next semester. We're going to keep on playing the good songs, having the good banter and the good bounces, bickering.
The good time.
You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM here at Lafayette College, stupid Lafayette College. And
we have been trashing on Lafayette.
We had, that was probably our first show. That was our first like proper rant against Lafayette, and I'm here
for it.
It
was on air, it was off air.
Yeah. And I'm yeah, pretty much. We're coming to you from Easton, Pennsylvania. We got two more songs to close it out. Two of Martin's songs.
Got some back pain all of a sudden.
That's I thought you were doing a stretch. It looks like you're doing some sort of jig. Water polo jig of some
water
kind.
Water polo jig.
Maybe you should try water polo.
I've played water polo.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
That wasn't an accusatory thing. It just I could see you playing water polo.
Thank you.
Because you're a nerd.
Oh.
What are the two songs?
So up first is Please Mr. Postman by The Carpenters. Fantastic song. And then In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry.
And it's funny because it's not the summertime right now. It's very,
it's
very
not,
cold.
But it's a good song.
It is. And it's going to be the last song we
and
play
kind of
for
like
the
a
semester.
Happy song.
So, yeah. until
so this has been the common room.
This has been the common room
with Martin
and Evan.
And
we'll see you next semester. In a month or two, probably, right?
It's like we come back January 24th.
I'm sure they're not going to get this up and going until like
February-ish.
Yeah. So
see you February.
We'll see you when we see you. Stop. Whoa, yes. Wait a minute, just a postman. Wait.
settle down. She's rich and she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll go into town. Philosophy.